serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another House Democrat, Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey, calling on President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race with less than 4 months to go before the election. The president continuing to host the NATO summit in Washington. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers in Washington is covering it.
This is a big show of force for the United States and allies for Ukraine and sending that strong message against Russia. So that's what the president's trying to do to show he's leading. But you know, so much of this is nervousness among these European allies about who is going to be in office next year and what that means for the alliance.
More than 1.5 million customers still without power, most of them in Texas following the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Dangerous, deadly heat in much of the U.S. At least 6 people have died in Oregon alone. The temperatures there topping 100 degrees for 4 straight days now. This is ABC News. Another twist in the case of a Chicago woman missing in the Bahamas since the middle of June. High-ranking police officer removed from the case after what's only being described as a concerning voice note circulating on social media. The mother of Taylor Casey, Colette Seymour, says,
I feel like my child had 2 strikes against her when she went over there to that yoga retreat. And one was that she's Black, and the other is that she's transgender. And that disturbs me.
Casey's phone was found 50 feet of water, but officials say they have not been able to pull any information off of it. She was last seen June 19th. Electronic giant Samsung facing a strike by 30,000 workers in South Korea over pay and benefits. And dating site Bumble cracking down on AI. Users can now report if other potential daters are using artificial intelligence to come up with the images that they post. Bumble says it's part of an effort to increase security. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. 8 other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has reversed course and declared the use of unmanned absentee ballot drop boxes legal in time for the fall election. The 4-3 ruling was published Friday by the state's high court. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote in the court's majority opinion, quote, "We conclude that Wisconsin Statute 6874B1 allows the use of ballot drop boxes. For the reasons set forth below, we determine that the court's contrary conclusion in Tigan was unsound in principle, and as a consequence, we overrule it." Unquote. In several parts of the majority opinion, there were a number of references to various briefs and lawsuits filed on the issue. A significant portion of the opinion dealt with specific language on where ballots needed to be returned to, such as the municipal clerk versus the municipal clerk's office. But those ruling in the majority opinion also believed that if the state legislature wanted to ban ballot drop boxes, they could pass a law. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 and 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games or 5 or 6 hits.
The two teams playing again tonight, closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warm-ups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Umude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday, the 11th of July. They'll be serving a broccoli chicken tomorrow with parsley buttered reds. And you've got sliced carrots and cranberry fluff also. Price County Senior Dining. Reach out to them at 715-339-2158.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has 1 or 2 per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. And we are going to keep going up into the weekend with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building, Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by OnX Hunt. I've got a whole bunch of lakes surrounding me that are full of carp, and I am becoming a big fan of catching them. I'll tell you what my secrets are and why I enjoy it so much. But first,
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
There are a lot of carp in the lakes in the upper Midwest. I'm surrounded by lakes that are loaded with carp. And lately I have become a big fan of these fish because they fight. They fight great on light tackle. It is amazing. And my trick is to go out and anchor the boat and toss out some Green Giant Niblets corn, just sweet corn right out of the can. I put some of that on a size 1 circle hook, and I use a live bait rig. That's the presentation. A Lindy rig or a Roach rig with a quarter ounce sinker and a number 1 circle hook on the leader. And I cast that out and let it sink to the bottom and wait for the tug. And when they bite hard. You let them run for a little bit. You don't have to set the hook with the circle hook. You just start reeling, and what a bite. I will add that it can be a game of patience. When the carp aren't in the area that you are fishing, you sometimes have to wait them out. They'll sniff that corn out eventually, and they'll get to you. But sometimes you do have to wait a half an hour or so. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Outdoor News brought to you by J&A Services.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool, and the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Ow! Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But they're making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it, really. So bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. Hey. Shut up your face.
That's great. We're gonna do the best this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey.
What do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey.
It's a not so bad.
Hey.
It's a nicer place.
Hey.
Shut up your face.
So bad.
Hey, it's a nicer place.
Oh,
shut up your face.
And another edition of Reality Radio begins, and I thought on a beautiful summer morning like this, why not a double song intro with the late Frankie Barocca? It's a good day to be rambling down the Flambeau River.
Come along, boys, with me. Well, I'm sure you'll want to be down where that Flambeau rambles along. And where that river bends, you'll meet a host of friends, and you'll say, now, that's where I belong. Now, we don't know where you came from, but I'm sure you'll get a thrill if you go on a river trip and maybe take a spill. You find there's fishing galore, and you'll come back for more down where that Flambeau rambles along. Now, if you don't like the heat, you'll find a woods retreat down where that Flambeau rambles along. And beneath that silvery moon, you'll drift along and spoon, and you'll say, now, that's where I belong. Now, I don't know where you came from, but I'm sure you'll get a thrill if you go on a river trip and maybe take a spill. You find there's fishing galore, and you'll come back for more down where that Flambeau rambles along. Down where that Flambeau rambles along. And where that river bends, you'll meet a host of friends harmonizing love's old sweet song. I know you've been to places that you just can't recall, but I know you won't forget us folks up here in Old Park Falls. So if you're feeling quite blue, come north, I'm telling you, down where that Flambeau rambles along. Down where that Flambeau rambles along. Down where that Flambeau rambles along.
Seemed like an appropriate morning to play a little Frankie Barocca there on a beautiful summer morning in Wisconsin's North Woods. And I was thinking that was probably Jeff Walker in the background doing the guitar. Not sure about that, but the CD label that Frankie Barocca sings, Jack Carlson, Northwoods, Wisconsin songs. And that's a great song. That should be the anthem of Park Falls anyway, and Northern Wisconsin right there. Miss Frankie, Miss Jeff Walker, such talented musicians here in the Northwoods, but got another generation of talented young musicians that are taking the stage. One of those will be tonight. We've got the West Avenue Band that'll be playing tonight, classic rock, as a part of the Wednesday Night Live lineup here in Park Falls, right down there by Chrysler Park. That is a temporary location until they get the Old Dave Memorial Park there done, right by Forward Bank. They're working on that this summer, and next summer, what a venue that's going to be for the concerts down there. But this year, over by Chrysler Park, Knights of Columbus going to be serving up some food down there for you as one of the options, and always beverages. You can have beverages. You can have a beer and take it right outside the rec arena there and enjoy the music. Just behave yourselves. Everything will be okay. Third Pound Burgers served up by the Knights of Columbus tonight as parts of Wednesday Night Live. They got brats, ballpark franks, and also Gary's Famous Barbecue Ribs. That's wonderful. It's all part of Wednesday Night Live tonight here in Park Falls, the West Avenue Band. Next week, it'll be Copper County Lime with some classic country next week, a part of, going all the way through August 7th. And Civic Media is proud to be a sponsor of the stage event the Wednesday right before Flamborama. Chris Cruzy is going to be on stage. I think Shane Kronberger is warming up for him, and Civic Media is a stage sponsor for that event that night. So we'll be down there on the 31st doing some special stuff. That's going to be a fun Flamborama weekend with Chris Cruzy and Wednesday Night Live on Wednesday. And then you got your option. You know, Thursday you can do Music in the Park and Phillips, or you got Harborama going on out at Empty Pockets between Park Falls and Butternut on that first day of August leading up to Flamborama. And then, of course, Flamborama August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We posted, our 98Q Country Facebook page has a posting of a link to the poster for Flamborama. You can also go to parkfalls.com. Lots of great events. With that, again, we'll be down there broadcasting live, and we have an addition this year. You're going to want to stop by our 98Q Civic Media booth. We're going to have a prize wheel with all kinds of fun stuff for you to spin and win for. We're taking it up a notch this year down at Flamborama. The Park Falls Library, we mentioned earlier this morning, has three big days of free events. The first one, courtesy of BW Paper Systems here in Price County and Phillips. They've got Mike Schneider coming in this morning. Speaking of Frankie Barocca and Jeff Walker a little bit ago and polka music, Mike Schneider is a musician who just loves polka music, and he loves to share it with kids too. And he'll introduce your kids to the official dance of Wisconsin, the polka. It is the official dance. It's a toe-tapping program, and it's part of the Adventure Begins at Your Library summer reading program that is offered free of charge, courtesy of many area businesses today, courtesy of BW Paper Systems. So 10:30, absolutely free at the Park Falls Library today. Tomorrow at 10, the youngsters, the preschoolers, it'll be story time. They're going to talk about Santa Claus and what he does in the summertime. And they even make a little Christmas craft and have a lot of fun with that. It's meant for the young kids, preschoolers, with a story fun time. That'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then Friday the 12th, Nailed It, Build It Challenge, gingerbread houses. Ever built a gingerbread house? I did once. We succeeded. I don't think we ever ended up eating it, though. The problem with a gingerbread house is you make it, and you put so much time and effort into it, and it looks so nice, hopefully, that you don't want to eat it. That's what happened with ours, and then it sat there, and then we finally did take a nibble out of it, and we're like, we probably should eat this earlier. It's a little bit hard now. But whether it's for decoration or eating, maybe take a picture and just eat it right away. Now, if you're going to be going to this on Friday, please call them, because obviously they need enough supplies for everybody, 762-3121. But that is a free event. You'll make a little mini gingerbread house. And again, a limited number of spots, so be sure to call ahead for Friday's free event at the library at 1 o'clock, 762-3121. Doing a lot of great things down there at libraries all around the Northwoods, doing great things, I'm sure. The Park Falls Library specifically. And as always, you got stuff going on with your organization, let us know. Shoot us an email. We're always glad to talk about it a little bit, help you promote your nonprofit group or organization's event. You can email that WCQM at civicmedia.us, WCQM at civicmedia.us. Brewers back in action today and tomorrow. Our big Brewer bus trip is tomorrow. And we still have with one person that could not make it due to a scheduling. So there's one spot that became available for tomorrow's Brewer bus trip. So if you know of someone who's going and you want to add on, or you're just a solo that wants to go to the Brewer game, give a call here to Brianna at 762-3221, 715-762-3221, and we'll hook you up with that person who has the ticket that was not able to make it. So Big G is ready to fly tomorrow, and going to head on down to AmFam Field for the Brewer game. And the Madrigal Singers of Park Falls are going to be singing the national anthem. So if you're able to watch that, or I don't think the radio broadcast airs the national anthem. So you may want to pay attention to social media. Usually the parents are pretty good about putting that on. So that is a yearly thing that they do at the Brewer game. And they'll be there, and will be there. Big G will be there with a 98Q Brewer bus trip. Well, the featured pet of the week is back again for Catkins, Lucy. Oh, Lucy. Lucy is a one-year-old St. Bernard Shepherd mix female, about an 80-pound dog. Lucy's a larger dog, but with a big heart. She just loves all people, loves other dogs, and they're really a beautiful dog, a picture right here. And due to her size, of course, she should go to a house without small children. I mean, she's a bigger dog, and she'll be fully bedded and ready for her new home. And if you have any questions about that, catkinsanimalrescue.org is the website, or give them a call at 715-762-0122, 762-0122. We're going to officially begin our intense discussions about the late summer festival season, which happens here in Price County and the surrounding area, Butternut, Ashland County technically, but we'll have Pioneer Days as a discussion coming up with Glenn and the folks at 8:45. We're going to talk about Northwoods Community Credit Union. They have their big golf classic and other events going on at NCCU. We'll talk with Patty and the folks with that. At 9, Ron is going to join us from Nemuth Implement. It is What Is It Wednesday? Check out the Nemuth Implement, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, Nemuth Implement Facebook page, and see if you can figure out what it is. What is it? Wednesdays, Nemuth Implement. Ron will join us at about 9:15. Big G promised he's going to come in with something to give away with Big G's favorite places to eat later on in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with Dave and Tanya from Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. They will join us, one of the featured businesses of the month, a little bit later on in the 9 o'clock hour. All right. I encourage you, if you can, to give blood. Summer is always a tough time for our community blood centers and Red Cross to keep the blood supplies going. So check out redcrossblood.org or communityblood.org, and they'll tell you where there's a blood drive close to you. We had one up in Glidden yesterday. So hopefully you were able to make it up there. There's another one coming up in Ashland on the 23rd. So redcrossblood.org is a place to go to check out those events that are going on. Of course, the Farmer's Market happening today. We'll talk about some of the events going on with that. A lot of good events at the Copper Falls State Park, folks. So we appreciate them including us in the loop of events going on up there. What a treasure that Copper Falls State Park is. If you've never been there, shame on you. Shame on you. The walk around the waterfalls is so cool up there. It costs you, I think, just a few bucks to get in. It's a state park, but it's not that much for the car to get in. They're going to do a program called History of Mining in the North, a musical tribute, A History of Mining in the North. And that's going to be July 13th, which is this Saturday. So this Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. A musical tribute to mining in the North. Pancakes in the Park coming up on the 21st of July. And they've got yoga in the park also this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Copper Falls State Park. If you just go to Google.com and put in Copper Falls State Park, it brings up their website and gives you all the information you need about this treasure. Just a short drive north of Park Falls up in Mellon. I haven't hiked up to the St. Peter's Dome in quite a while. I'm kind of getting the itch to do that. Got to convince my wife to do that. And the problem is we have a dog that's in need of a little attention. sometimes you go through those stretches in life where you have an animal that you just can't really leave at home a lot. So we'll see if we make it up there. Raise your hand. Have you been up to the top of St. Peter's Dome? All right. If you're physically able and can do it, again, I include this with Copper Falls State Park. Shame on you. You got St. Peter's Dome is such a cool walk up to that crest up there. Crest, is that the dome? And you can see out over Lake Superior. It's a hike. It's west of Mellon. And what we did years ago when we first moved here, we just went to the grocery store in Mellon and just said, hey, where's that St. Peter's Dome thing? And they pointed us right to it, if you don't know where it is. But that's a fun trek. And a, I don't want to say a day-long trek, but, you know, it's a commitment to get up there, but it's pretty cool. It's awesome. It's 8:30. Let's get you updated on news and sports here on Reality Radio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another House Democrat, Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill from New Jersey, calling on President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race with less than 4 months to go before the election. The president continuing to host the NATO summit in Washington. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers in Washington is covering it.
This is a big show of force for the United States and allies for Ukraine and sending that strong message against Russia. So that's what the president's trying to do to show he's leading. But you know, so much of this is nervousness among these European allies about who is going to be in office next year and what that means for the alliance.
More than 1.5 million customers still without power, most of them in Texas, following the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Dangerous, deadly heat in much of the U.S. At least 6 people have died in Oregon alone. The temperatures there topping 100 degrees for 4 straight days now. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month of running. That's about 300 passengers each trip. Marriage equality is making gay people happier and healthier. That's according to a new study from UCLA. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor who says same-sex relationships are stronger and more secure.
They have access to health insurance. They are physically and mentally healthier. They're able to share the challenges and work of raising children.
The same study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned politicians and courts could take their rights away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has reversed course and declared the use of unmanned absentee ballot drop boxes legal in time for the fall election. The 4-3 ruling was published Friday by the state's high court. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley wrote in the court's majority opinion, quote, "We conclude that Wisconsin Statute 6874B1 allows the use of ballot drop boxes. For the reasons set forth below, we determine that the court's contrary conclusion in Tigan was unsound in principle, and as a consequence, we overrule it." Unquote. In several parts of the majority opinion, there were a number of references to various briefs and lawsuits filed on the issue. A significant portion of the opinion dealt with specific language on where ballots needed to be returned to, such as the municipal clerk versus the municipal clerk's office. But those ruling in the majority opinion also believed that if the state legislature wanted to ban ballot drop boxes, they could pass a law. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Pirates sink the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pittsburgh Pirates have struggled to get above the 500 mark, but last night they beat the Brewers at AmFam Field decisively, 12-2. The Pirates with 5 home runs in the game, including a grand slam. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, we've been the underdogs all year, so it's like when you get in this position and you throw out a stinker like that, it's hard to formulate. It doesn't feel right.
The Crew remains in first place, now 4 games ahead of St. Louis. Pittsburgh in third place, now 44-47. College football, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy in hot water after making this statement at Media Day following the arrest of his star running back Ollie Brown for a DUI.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really 2 or 3 beers or 4. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life.
That's Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Saving money on new siding? Now at Menards. Update your home's exterior with Cedar Creek vinyl siding. This low-maintenance siding withstands the elements and is available in 16 color options ready to install. Save big money on Cedar Creek vinyl siding at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
836, birthdays and anniversaries. I had Austin, who ran away. Apparently, he's been spotted in Florida. And Ileana claims that she has duties at the swimming pool. So I lassoed Gray to come in here.
Good morning.
Yeah, I don't want to say that you're my last ditch effort, but you were hanging around out here.
I know. I'm option three. That's how my day has started. Happy Tuesday, or happy Wednesday.
Yeah, Luke Petzl's celebrating a birthday, celebrated a birthday yesterday. Got that in a little bit late. So Luke, happy 14th birthday. And also happy birthday to Delton. Delton Heisler celebrating. And that is from Graham. So, Delton, happy birthday to you today. We'll put you all in for the cake drawing, which comes up on Friday. This, as I mentioned early this morning, Gray, this stretch of weather starting today and running for several days, this is what summer is all about here, right?
It has begun, finally.
Yeah, a little bit of humidity in the air so you can jump in the lake without freezing your tootsies off too bad anyway.
You can keep your darn derecho now. Yeah, we got this.
That's right. Walk out in the morning and feel that, I want to call it a humid coolness in the morning. It's something that when you go to Florida and you go to other parts of the country that are humid, there's nothing cool about it at all. It's just 100%, oh my God, that's hot. Here in the morning, a little humidity and that just that tinge of winter cool in there.
It makes me wonder why people would ever use dry heat as an excuse when the polar opposite is just so clearly the superior way. It's like, it's a dry heat. Yeah, that's just the second worst thing that it could be.
Yeah.
Let's just make it cool.
Yeah. People say it's a dry heat, and it's like, so if you're walking in 110 degree temperatures in the dry heat and you're drinking a bottle of water, can you drink that bottle of water fast enough?
Yeah. Thank goodness my sweat's the only moisture in the air. Yeah. No, that doesn't help. That makes it worse.
Yeah.
Not that Alabama and the mugginess is a good thing, but.
Yeah, they're getting some hot temps. DJ Rick texted me a photo, I think it was 2 days ago. It said 120. I don't know if that was in Vegas or close to it, but it was the highest temperature ever on that day somewhere around Las Vegas.
That's when I'd leave. I mean, that's when I'd leave. I'm thinking of it like AC unit, no. Ice, no, you need a freezer to work. I'm coming home. I'm going to Wisconsin. There's a lake here that won't dry up in that time, and yeah. I will swim in it.
Exactly. Well, you got the farmer's market going on today here. I'll give you the honor,
ooh,
young man, of taking on the task of the growing list of items, which I think are pretty close to full bloom now. I know there was some peas last week and a few beans, but they gotta be popping here pretty good now.
And we have our first season end item. You know, one thing won't be popping up anymore. So I think we probably must be in the peak of the rotation. The strawberries. I actually, my brother warned me. He said, if you want strawberries next week, show up an hour before it starts. And I said, I don't know if there will be strawberries next week. And he said, well, if not, you lose. And it turns out I lose. I don't get strawberries from the farmer's market. But we do get shiitake and summer white oyster mushrooms this week.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar snap peas and shelling peas.
Now, I'm back to mushrooms quick, because I've got mushrooms growing in my yard, and those always scare me. If you know what you're doing, though, and the mushrooms, you can pull that off. And
I think I know where this is going.
And I mean, you can pull it off and actually get away with it, but I always see mushrooms in my yard, and I'm just like,
I'm just trained. My mom would say, don't even touch them. They're poisonous. Yep. Don't even touch them. And just like, so I have to kick them with my shoe to the side. And maybe a deer will eat them or something. I don't know.
That I think is the wisdom around here. And it's probably wise because the fact is there are two or three that can be fatal around here. They're rare. They're actually quite rare and they're rather distinct. But at the same time, Mom doesn't have the time to go through her own yard and check every mushroom that Joel might mess around with.
Exactly.
So the wisdom is don't touch them. But the fact is, there's not a mushroom in this county, and don't hold me to task for this if you end up at a doctor's office. This is not advice. There's not a mushroom in this county that you can't take a tiny nibble of and spit back out as part of a test for what kind of mushroom it is. It's called a taste and spit test.
Okay.
All of them. Even the fatal ones, strictly speaking, could be safely spit tested.
So do the animals do the same thing? I don't know if deer eat mushrooms. I don't know who.
They swallow
animals.
Them in one bite. They don't check anything. They just go hard. You'll see mushrooms with a big old bite taken right out of them. It's like maybe you decided you didn't like that one, but something came along and took a chomp. Usually it's bugs, but every once in a while you can see teeth that are almost human size.
And with all the moisture we've had this year, I think I've had more mushrooms growing just right out in the middle of my yard than I ever have with all the moisture we've had.
Last year was historic for mushroom growth in the area. This year is going to beat that record that was set last year by the look of it.
All right, so back to the good mushrooms that we know are good for you.
Shiitake and summer white oyster. And actually, white oyster is one you can find wild around here. That said, these are cultivated, taken care of. We tried them a couple weeks ago. They already had them, and they are delicious. But they've also got sugar snap and shelling peas, as well as some rooting tubers, radishes, kohlrabis,
rooting
onions.
What? Rooting who?
Rooting tubers. Rooting tubers.
Rooting, I thought you were going to say rutabaga. Rooting tubers.
A tuber is a specific type of vegetable. Like a potato is a tuber, for example, but no, rooting tubers are roots, and so they're rooting tubers.
Sounds like the name of like a small town city league baseball team. Ladies and gentlemen, taking the field, your rooting tubers.
Oh yeah, we're definitely accidentally shouting out some small town version of the Savannah Bananas right now. I'm behind that idea.
All right,
we got beets, lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, all the good stuff. What's a burpless cucumber? Do you have any idea? I don't. A burpless cucumber.
I mean, the obvious is sitting right there that you eat them and you don't burp, but I don't. Do you burp when you eat cucumbers?
I know. It feels like an ad for like Digesterol from the 1950s. The new burp-free cucumber, just for you. I don't know.
My wife likes to get the cucumbers from the farmer's market, and the ones that she got this past week were the skin was a little tough on them. So I was just kind of Googling why, and it's just when they get bigger, they just get tougher, and there's nothing worse about what's inside the cucumber at all. It's just they got to have a tougher shell because there's more girth to the cucumber.
Right? What else we got here? We got burpless cucumbers, red potatoes, fresh herbs, garlic scapes if you want to grow your own, locally produced honey, maple syrup, eggs, breads, including white bread and sourdough bread. I got rhubarb bread a couple weeks ago. If you can find that, nab it up fast. Sweet breads, fry pies, cinnamon rolls, donuts, and a great assortment of canned goods, such as fruit jams and butters. Then there's pickles, salsa, jalapenos and beets, grass-fed black Angus beef, freeze-dried foods, dog biscuits, and even a variety of succulents this
week. All right. Whew, lots of stuff. And there's always stuff that shows up that's not on the list, too. So get on down to the farmer's market 2 to 5:30 today. I'm sure there'll probably be a line forming 15, 20 minutes ahead of time to get some of those peas. We managed to get some of the shell ones last week. But then my wife said, you know, if you just clip off the very end, like a quarter inch on the end, you can still eat the whole thing. And that's not a problem with that. Plus, it's kind of like an all-natural gum. That shell, it just kind of lingers with you for a while. Can't blow bubbles, but it does linger in there. But they were good. The peas are getting to be at their prime here.
Good old farmer gum, the sugar snap peas.
Good old farmer gum. All right, great. Thank you much. We got Glenn Wagner is going to come in and talk a little Pioneer Days and Butternut in just a moment here.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at dell.com/deals. That's dell.com/deals.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. And we are going to keep going up into the weekend with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
It's 8:45. We're going to talk about things going on with our Parks and Rec and why with Scott Schultz coming up in just a moment. We got Glenn Wagner in here. Whenever we get you in here, Glenn, we know the festival season, which is always the latter part of summer, is getting underway here in northern Wisconsin. Talk Pioneer Days.
It seems like we were just talking about the start of softball season, and now here we are talking about Pioneer almost Days. The end of summer.
Yeah.
Hate to say it.
We got a ways to go here yet because Pioneer Day is still a little ways away here, but we always like to get you in and talk about the events coming up for the big event here.
Sure. We are looking at Friday, July 26th through the 28th this year. And kind of the same thing, headlining what we have going on Friday night. Something new. We are introducing a women's fast pitch softball game.
Oh, really?
So this is all ages. I've got some pretty good turnout for numbers on this. If you haven't heard yet and you do want to participate, just show up. Try to get there 5:30. We'll kind of divvy up the teams. American Legion is going to present the colors about 10 to 6. And we'll get started first pitch at 6 o'clock. We'll go for about an hour 15. And then we'll have the men's old-timers softball game.
Okay. They'll get the dirt loosened up for the old-timers. They don't stumble over each other.
The women will show the men how how we do it.
This is how you do it. This is how you catch, how you throw. Just a reminder, guys. All right.
All right. So then we also have the Wisconsin Arm Wrestling Tournament again. That will be in the main bar, 6 to 10. Live music on the outdoor stage Friday night is Blame It on Waylon.
All right. You had them for a while. They're a good band.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
So Saturday, we kick off with arts and crafts. And again, we're looking for vendors, no charge. Just show up. We will get you a spot. Stay as long as you want.
Okay.
One thing we did increase this year, we had a really good turnout last year for a beach volleyball tournament. So we decided to install another court and double that.
Oh, really?
So we are definitely looking forward to that. Really good turnout for that last year. That was a lot of fun. As well as the men's slow pitch softball tournament kicking off Saturday morning. I believe we have a good amount of teams, so some of those games will be played down at the high school field.
Okay.
Again, we have our WHPA sanctioned horseshoe tournament. So if you want to see some good horseshoe pitching going on, that is a state qualifying tournament. Jeff Gustafson is back again with his Scullery exhibition in the main pavilion. Schlayer Petting Zoo, 11 to 2 on that one. Credit Union Sawdust Dig again in the morning for the kids at 11 o'clock. And highlight of Saturday during the day is our Lake States Mud Racers sanctioned race. So you want to hear some loud trucks throwing mud around?
Yeah.
Good to check out.
Yeah.
Local talent, 4:30 to 7:30, Iron Mule will be kicking off the music on Saturday, followed by the Queen Coronation shortly after. And then 8:30 to midnight, Spicy Thai is back. Really fun band. Really gets the crowd entertained and draws a really nice crowd for us. So, and then Giant Fireworks at Dusk on Saturday. Sunday, tournament resumes in the morning for the men. And noon, giant parade downtown. Anybody's willing to wanting to participate in that, get a float together, just show up at the school. We will get you lined up. No charge.
All right.
After the parade, everybody kind of moseys on up to the park again. Little change of talent on the polka. We usually have polka right after the parade in the pavilion. I'm having a tough time getting bands. I had a couple cancel on me. So we did find a band, right. Jerry Peterson's band, actually local talent.
Oh, nice, nice.
Is going to fill in for us, so that'll be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Don't worry, they do play some polka yet.
All right.
So a little bit of old mixed country and polka for you.
Okay.
And horse pole competition, mainstay of our event. That's always well attended. Looking forward to that. Cornhole tournament. Beat the Carnix.
Yeah, we'll be up there. We'll be up there. Carl,
if you think you got what it takes.
Carl Lauber is teaming up with my son, so I'm trying to find a hot shot to team up with me to take him down. So
we always, good luck with that.
That's always a fun tournament up there in the Horseshoe Pit area. It's fun.
All right. Another highlight I want to hit is Pipes and Drums of Thunder Bay is back again. If you have not been there and seen them, that is a fantastic draw. They will march through the parade and then head up to the park and put on a little show for us up there.
All right.
So food court this year, we do have some different vendors, which is kind of nice. Double D's Pizza is back. Lola's Lunchbox is there again. And we have some new ones this year. So Bobber's on the Lake, Bobby's going to have an ice cream truck there for us. Lemuru is going to be there with... the classical carnival goodies, you know, corn dogs, cheese curds, all the fried, really healthy stuff.
Okay.
We have Fat Daddy's is going to be there selling street tacos. Joe Kennedy is going to be there for Fights Barbecue. And Kettle Corn Castle will be there for your sweet tooth.
All right.
And then we also have the senior class in the pavilion kitchen serving traditional food up there, so...
Always, food's never a problem, is it?
No.
Never a problem. It's always good stuff. All right.
And we were promised good weather already. Carl Klopotnik.
Yeah, we worked
put
on
in a good word with him.
We worked on all that. Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, always lots of fun stuff for the kids and stuff to do up there at the at Pioneer Days. And a lot of great local businesses always pull together to make it all happen, right?
Right. I do want to mention some of our top donations right away. Ashland County Town Insurance, Forward Bank, Butternut Area Business Alliance, Northwoods Community Credit Union all came in with very generous donations. We have Smart Plumbing, Greg Wagner Plumbing, Weather Shield, Peeper Electric, Schlayer Logging, Bobber's on the Lake, Dave Zesch Trucking, Super One Foods, Birch Street Funeral Services, Larry and Shelly Meverden, and George Fultonusky
all right.
pitching in to help us out. And there's lots more coming in there. This was the list that I was given as
Yeah, we'll have you in for our next couple of weeks, too, to update that and more about Pioneer Days, too. And people all can always check out the BABA Facebook page or website. Would we get one?
ButternutWI.com.
ButternutWI.com.
We'll have that information under. It is all over Facebook right now with the poster and whatnot. We should pretty well be set, but, of course, everything is subject to change.
People know the weekends. You've been doing this for a few years in Butternut.
66th annual.
Very cool. All right, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday, right?
You'll actually get Don next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
I am going fishing.
Okay. All right. Why don't you go fishing? All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Glenn, with Pioneer Days and Butternut. And we'll have updates again the next two Wednesdays on what's going on, the latest.
Lowe's knows owning a project means owning the right tools. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free select V20 tool when you buy a select battery two-pack. Plus, get your choice of the V20 string trimmer or leaf blower for only $99. Find these savings and more today. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7/10 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait, wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. And we are going to keep going up into the weekend with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
And it's 8:56. We're going to talk a little bit about Parks and Rec and the YMCA. We got Scott Schultz with us, who handles double duty, doing a little bit of both. Scott, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, Joel. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. What is your official job? I should probably say what your job title is. What is your official title,
Scott? Official title with the Y would be the executive director. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Exciting times as the Y. We had the groundbreaking since we talked to you the last time, and things are underway in getting that building ready. The childcare part of it is already rolling over at the school, so it's all moving forward, isn't it?
It's all moving forward. We had our groundbreaking on June 19th, and really great, well-attended event. I think we had about 70 or so folks that were there and five media outlets, and it was very well attended. We had a lot of really positive feedback from that event, and just a couple days after that, we already started construction. So anytime you drive past the old City Hall, current Y building, you'll see Myron Construction building there, and they're working hard.
Yeah, and most of that construction being done internally now? Or is there going to be, will people see some external stuff going on?
Yeah, so all of the external work we should see done by the end of November. So their goal is to have the outside done before the snow hits, at least the majority of it, knock on wood when that happens. But then the interior, that's all going to happen throughout the winter. And then we'll see some of that exterior signage either go up before the winter or shortly thereafter, just depending on when that happens.
Okay. All right. Very excited to have it up and functioning. What do we have a goal, a set date goal for this?
Our goal is to be done with construction by mid-April and then be operational in May of next year. So we're looking at about 10 months from now to have people in our facility enjoying it, working out, and connecting as a community.
Very cool. And the Y already has had its effect on our city already with the child care program that's already going on through. It's being held at the school, and a lot of people have taken advantage of that.
Yeah, the Y Camp is going really, really well right now. We have about 50 kids per week. I think it was 49 this week that are utilizing that that program right now. It's a free program through the 21st Century Grant, and you show up and you have the school is able to provide breakfast and lunch through another grant that they received, and so your kids are coming to camp throughout the week, and they're doing great programs. They're doing safety around water that we had 2 weeks ago, where we had 50 kids that learned how to swim for free. Took 8 lessons throughout the week, and really had a great program that was all through a donation. And the Y Camp is really kicking off well this year.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so stay tuned for more news on that and the progression, and we want to talk a little bit about the summer programs going on also through the Parks and Rec. They're already rolling. Is it too late